Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greg in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Great, thanks. I'm so glad you're covering this ESG, SDG, NGO, making the connection there, because in my opinion, this could be the most important topic of all, because our country is based on capitalism. And if you break down that capitalism structure, we don't have a whole lot left, right? You know, so if we think about, you know, you go back to, you know, God, people, good people, true capitalism, Adam Smith, the invisible hand. I mean, that's what's driven this country, right? And that's deflationary, right? Innovation is deflationary. You know, these guys are taking us in the way of inflation, which I'm sure we could talk for hours on this, right? But the point is, inflation and the connection to the things you were talking about go hand in hand, in my opinion. And, you know, I've spent, 90,000 plus hours in the markets over the last 30 years. And I see someone's got complete control over these financial markets right now. So what you're talking about is totally spot on.
Oh, yeah, the AI is a consortium of systems already in control that humans run. Now they're going to turn the rest of the economy over to this and design it to, again, incrementally turn off 50% of the energy, 50% of consumption. Can you imagine that world? I mean, we're talking genocide.
Well, yeah, for sure. And you know, but think about all the different commodity markets. You've got precious metals, right? Everybody's selling a bill of goods, so buy gold, buy silver. These guys could take gold and silver down to 700, 1100 in gold without a blink of an eye, right? And totally explain it away, use the media, cover it up, talk about some story, you know, and then come back and buy it on the cheap, run it back up to 5,000. I mean, this goes on in energy, it goes on in the agricultural market. Look at Ukraine and what happened to wheat. I mean, you know, a bushel of wheat went from $4 a bushel to, you know, 14 or something like that, right? So, you know, what I just can't stress, I mean, this needs to be covered more. This is such an important topic, right? I mean, I've spent my life in these markets, right? So I hope that people will heed this warning that what you just covered is so critical. This needs to be covered. I mean, this needs to be pounded. And every like you talk about, Tucker and Joe Rogan, I mean, we need to get people on talking about this because this is such an important topic. Capitalism's gone without it. I mean, what you're talking about is spot on.
And it's not like we're just getting rid of capitalism. These horrible human depopulationists will then be in total control and pick the winners and losers. This is complete social engineering. And we already see cutting children's genitals off, having fat men dressed like prostitutes shake their butts in little kids' faces. They're showing us the ugliest, craziest stuff up front to just set the precedent that, yeah, you're in a dystopia now. Give up. I mean, this is hell on earth they're building.
Yep. Well, and just one quick thing, you know, just one thing for people to keep in mind. Inflation is really the work of the devil, okay? Deflation is the work of God, right? Because it benefits the little guy, right? The little guy, he gets more for every hour of work, right?
Be fruitful, go out and prosper. Absolutely. Yeah, look at life. Look at the fruit trees. It's an abundance God gives us, not less.
Exactly.
Well, what do you make of them saying they're pulling back ESGs but then accelerating the SDGs?
Well, look, it's just a cover up, right? I mean, you know, look, I could talk to you for hours on Larry Fink, right? BlackRock and, you know, Moynihan, they're all bought and paid for. You know, Jamie Dimon's questionable in some ways, but doesn't matter. The point is, I've got video on these guys, you know, they don't even understand what they're doing, but they're just doing it. They're exactly what you're talking about. They're just minions. You know, you'd say Larry Fink is a minion. I think he's a minion, right? I mean, even though he's worth billions and he's running BlackRock, I've got video that proves he really doesn't know what he's doing. He's just doing what he's told. You know,
100%. When you see a Klaus Schwab or a Larry Frank or even a Bill Gates, they're still just functionaries. And there are really wicked groups behind them. Thank you so much. Amazing call, Greg. Call back again. And we're going to continue with phone calls. We have a special guest joining us in studio as well to talk about the whole state of the world. But we'll get to all your calls. Jordan and James and Ben and James and Battle Cry, Samuel, Robert, and Moose. No more callers after that. But if you're on the board, I'm going to get to you. And I'm the host a little bit in the next hour as well with Gerald Celente. So we'll get to everybody's calls. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock, and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it plugs the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father Jesus Christ every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards and I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
We are here today to tell you. You picked this fight. You wanted this fight. Well, guess what? You've got it. Let's fight.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's going to become 100% clear, not this audience is already very awake, but to the general public how much trouble they're in very, very quickly. And the controlled corporate media is going to tell people it's your fault, it's the global warming, it's why everybody's starving to death, why the borders have collapsed, why crime's everywhere. But if you go down every one of those points, Klaus Schwab's written books saying we're going to cut the resources off, we're going to create an angrier world, we're going to cut the resources off in the third world and flood the first world. We're going to break down society and destroy the old capitalist system so they'll accept the new corporate feudalist fascist slash communist operation. And that's what the new book that was already going to be done a few weeks ago is about. But he's here this week with me, been here with me. We just wrote two more chapters this weekend. He's adding documents to it. So this book's getting up there past 450 pages right now. It'll be done in a couple weeks. It'll go to the printers. And it'll be, things ship so fast now, print so fast at Skyhorse, it'll be shipping in late August. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalist and launching the next great renaissance. So we can't just challenge their new world order. We've got to have our resistance to it. So we cover the waterfront and explain what's happening versus what we could build together. This is going to be a very important book. It's very important. People say, why do you advertise it on Amazon? Because New York Times should hit number one, but they didn't record it. But when something hits in the top, you know, political books early on, that makes all the bookstores order it. So the book gets out in the bookstore, and then that has a bigger effect in culture. Our last book together, The Great Reset and the War for the World, became a number one New York Times bestseller, number one USA Today, number one Washington Post. But the New York Times would not put it even in the top 100 because they're a fraud. That's fine. But the point is, it going to number one in that makes it get even bigger. We want this to go to number one before it's even released. Go pre-order it as an act of resistance at Amazon.com. We have links up on the front page of Infowars.com. But I want to cover just the world and a bunch of topics with Kent Hebenlively and you know, get into just what's happening in the world and where he sees it going. And already being a best-selling author, what it's like to work on a book like this. And Kent will also get into some of the talking points, not even talking points, topics that you want to get into. The threat from AI, the social engineers, digital currency, military spending, review of JFK and Eisenhower, Hollywood corruption and anti-God groups who want to control society, the real story behind Jeffrey Epstein and Peter Nygaard. I mean, this book is crazy. It's got real secret of adrenochrome in it, the intelligence background of Bill Barr, the education of Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, how the globalists are failing on all fronts, but how we can build a new future, the truth, you know, not just the real Anthony Fauci 2.0, but the real Professor Hotez. I mean, this is an amazing, amazing book. Kent, great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kent Heckenlively, you're an awesome guy. We've become a good friend of mine. Had fun at lunch yesterday with you, myself and you and my wife. What is it like working on this book? Because you were saying you're already super awake, but this has been quite the deep dive.
You know, I just feel like I'm a kid in a candy store, Alex, because I've been in this alternative world for about 15, 20 years. And what's been great working with you is that, you know, I'll have questions. You know, I'll say, Alex, give me the story of Jeffrey Epstein, because even though I've read a lot of stuff, I still don't have the narrative. And then you give me your perspective, and then I'd say, okay, can you give me some sources to go to? You give me those sources, and bang, it's right on. So I'm really enjoying so much putting into book form your understanding of the world, backing it up with evidence. I think that the reading public is really going to enjoy this book and be enlightened by it and also be inspired by it, because one of the things that you had said to me is you really wanted this to be a positive book with solutions, and we've got them in it.
Just talking about the adrenochrome section, what's so frustrating is it's on record that what we think of as adrenochrome is there and is being produced at laboratories all over the world, not just by Peter Nygaard. And we don't just have news articles. I said, you know, there's video of him admitting this, where he gets women pregnant with his baby, and then they suck the baby dry of its every bit, its blood, its stem cells, and inject his own baby into himself. Now, I mean, that's beyond a vampire.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're black babies.
And so... So one of the things that was really interesting for me is, personally, I've never understood the Jeffrey Epstein story. I mean, I understood parts of it. I understood that it was really strange how this, you know, guy who had not gone to college, who was a math professor at the Dalton School, hired by Donald Barr, ends up with billions and billions of dollars. And you, you know, gave me the information and you said, okay, you know, look here, look there, look at Peter Nygaard.
They're producing at the Zorro Ranch, all of it. Women gestating fetuses for assanguination.
Yeah, and so what I did was, in that chapter, was I go to the New York Times for their article on Zorro Ranch, and in the New York Times they say, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, he wants to create a super race of babies. He's wanted to impregnate 20 women. And I'm thinking to myself, does Jeffrey Epstein look like a daddy kind of guy? Does he look like the Mormon who wants to live in a big compound with lots of women and raise his children?
No, pull up young Jeffrey Epstein. He looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, yeah. So,
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And James and Ben and Battle Cry and Samuel and Robert before this hour ends. But pulling back and looking at Trump, you were asking me this at lunch yesterday, and I gave you my opinion, and I want yours. I mean, he did win the last election. He's polling 75% against the other Republicans. He's 30 points ahead of Biden in many polls, 20 at least. I've never seen a president, with current or former, with numbers like this. This is definitely blown up in the system's face. So regardless of whether Trump's a good guy or not, which I think overall he is a good guy, he's pig-headed, the system's coming after him. It's only making him more popular. This is going to be spectacularly dangerous. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I describe the moment we're living in as, imagine back to your high school. Okay, your high school was run by the student council. Maybe the football players had, you know, a lot of influence into how the school went. And suddenly the principal comes and says, the school is going to be run by the chess club. Okay, now the chess club, they can be fine people. They just don't know how to run a school. And the globalists seem to me like the chess club of your high school. Okay, they're nerdy.
Except they want to drink your children's blood.
But the problem that the globalists have is their plans are spectacularly stupid and unpopular. So the reason, as I told you at lunch the other day, the reason the censorship is so extreme is because our message is so powerful and popular.
That's right. But instead they double down. We talked about the last hour. So the ESGs are in trouble, so they just accelerate all these other operations.
Yeah, but they are dancing as fast as they can. And now that the game is up, we've pulled the curtain back so much that people are seeing the lies. Perfect example, Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones movie, kind of a woke piece of crud. And what happened in the week before it, the filmmakers were rushing out saying, no, it's not woke. It's not woke. Well, it's woke. And, you know, Disney movie. Whoever thought you would bet against Disney movies, you know, that they lost $900 million in their past.
People aren't just rejecting it. They've developed an allergy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, look at the Sound of Freedom. Perfect example. There's a movie that...
I think it's still number one.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going up against Tom Cruise.
And when they demonize it, it makes it more popular.
Yeah, so...
Hadn't the globals figured out, people don't like you.
Exactly. You're ugly and you're stupid, okay? And so, anytime...
What's the term? Christina, the member of the EU Parliament... Christine Anderson, she used a term for it, and I looked the term up. I'd heard it before, but I forgot it. What's the term where someone hates people and hates humanity?
I want to say misogynist, but that's just against women.
Misanthropic. Misanthropic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she, so you're better than me at vocabulary. That's good. But that's, they're misanthropes, I think's the word. Go ahead and play the clip of her. It's early on in the clip. Here it is. It's clip seven, guys.
Because an unelected body like WHO, who is controlled and run by multi-billionaires, should never be allowed to act in place of a democratically elected government. They will be exposed, each and every one of them, by name. Because guess what? There's elections coming up, and the people might be interested in who is responsible for the abolition of democracy.
Misanthropic. Let's pull the definition up. The fight is on.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming today. And thank you, Misla, for really putting in the work.
That's good. The full video is on InfoWars.com. But let's put the quote back up, because I was looking for that word. It's a misanthrope. And then if someone is anti-human, they're misanthropic. Instead of being a philanthropist, I guess. It's kind of the opposite. So all these globalists call themselves philanthropists, but really they're anti-human. A person who dislikes humankind and avoids human society. Scrooge wasn't the mean-spirited misanthrope most of us believe him to be.
Okay, there you go.
Let's make sure, as we're finishing the book up right now, the little quotes and stuff, we need the definition of, you can define a globalist as
misanthropic.
Misanthropic. All right. You're a misanthrope, Mr. Gates. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jordan in New Jersey, thanks for holding on. Joe Biden, the digital currency. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I want to move quickly. I know you have a short time. So, you know me. I was the guy I called about the encephalitis and the that whole call that got put on your show. And I've run a site called CoronaEyes.com for over a year now. And I just want to remind everybody about Biden's executive order trying to get ensuring the responsible development of digital currency, Order 14067. This is also in conjunction with Executive Order 14081, Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing. Now, it would be interesting for everybody to note that Jake Sullivan basically is involved in both of these efforts almost solely, given extreme power never seen before.
And I remember you're a big pharma guy.
Yes, that's right. I worked for two major companies. And
so talk to me like you're 5 years old. What are you saying they're up to now?
Okay. I just want to also reference this. Gateway Pundit put on this whole thing about Fauci issuing $26 billion of taxpayer money, and he wasn't actually acting as any government authority.
Yeah, no, he used it for Big Pharma and his buddies and to buy people off.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that this is where they were spending all the money that caused the whole thing. So the next big move for them includes bringing in a digital currency, but also forwarding all the biotechnology that they got through the COVID ban. All right? That wasn't just to kill a bunch of people, and I know you and I have disagreed on this in the past, but it's also to control and forward their transhumanist agenda.
No, okay? I think they're doing pure research for life extension through this, as well as killing people. You say we disagree. I believe they're looking for the Lazarus gene, or this whole project is about turning us into guinea pigs.
That too, but I also think they're going to use this as commodity, meaning that the whole Internet of Bodies and things and what have you also means that biological computing is on the table. And when Biden comes out and you have these groups talking about cognitive infrastructure, they're referring directly to what will be become the hive mind, in my opinion. That's where my research goes. I urge everybody to go back on my site and look at some of it. And Charles Lieber, who's sitting in under house arrest in his house right now, hasn't been interviewed at all by anybody, and I urge you to try to get news people to go and inquire with him as to the other aspects of this whole COVID situation, which was not only just to put forth...
Are you talking about the Harvard biology head?
He was a former chair of chemistry at Harvard. Yeah, correct. Okay.
Yeah, and then he was supposedly selling cigarettes to the Chinese. Yeah, the whole thing's really suspicious. Very interesting. No, I mean, I know this is about Internet of Humans, Internet of Bodies, smart dust. I mean, that's their big grand super plan, is to make us all be forced into being guinea pigs in the new social credit score. I totally agree with you. So I don't know where you say that I don't believe is turning us into a commodity. I mean, I believe that's what this whole thing's about. I appreciate your call. You want to comment on that?
Nope.
We got to go to break. So, all right, we're going to come back and talk to Ben, James, everybody else. Kent is our guest, Kent Heckenlively. And you can get the new book right now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, but the best place to get it is The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, is at Amazon.com. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up.
Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. Start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Kit Heckenlively is in studio with us, co-author with me on The Great Awakening book, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes, but Kit, let's get more into the big picture. What do you think is going to happen with Joe Biden? I mean, he was having major cognitive problems when he stole the election 3 years ago, but now he doesn't even know what planet he's on.
Yeah, I think 5-6 months from now, what's going to happen is there's going to be some problem. Maybe his CPAP machine isn't working, and he's going to say he really wanted to run, but he's stepping down, and then they're going to put my governor, Gavin Newsom, in there, and they're going to try to run the table. Hopefully Robert Kennedy Jr. messes that scenario up. But I think one way or another, America is going to reassert itself in 2024. And if they try to steal the election like they did before, there are going to be consequences and they're going to be severe.
What do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? We got a caller we'll go to in a moment. Moose in Maryland, he thinks he's a Trojan horse, or ask that question.
You know, I've worked with Robert Kennedy for several years. I believe in him. I have not seen any sign of deception. I think that in his presidential run, he has shown himself to be a person of integrity. And, you know, in the final analysis, people are known by their fruits. And you know, the way the mainstream media attacked Kennedy for being, for making the correct scientific observation that COVID affects different ethnic groups differently, and then attacking him as anti-Semitic only reinforces to me that, they, like Trump, they see him as a threat to the system.
I mean, I agree. And they murdered his father when he was winning primaries and going to be the presidential nominee. They murdered his uncle. I mean, people talk about Trump having a chip on his shoulder because of the way he's been persecuted and being more hardcore. Imagine being this guy.
Yeah, and what he has said over the years, because I am a member of the vaccine injured community, is he has said for several years that he will die with his boots on defending our children. He has shown that he will do that. I believe he's a man of integrity. I don't agree with everything he has said. I think there are some positions he needs to change. But I really want, and I'm more of a conservative, but I really want to have a liberal side of the American equation that will have a conversation with the conservative side, and he is that person.
I got to be honest, if he was the Democrat nominee, I would have trouble not voting for him over Trump, just being on the vaccine issue. And listen, let's be clear. He had real integrity 20 years ago, being the leading environmentalist, ending toxic waste dumps and chemicals in the water and serious stuff, okay? So in say, you know, 2003, I would say he was a man of integrity. Like Trump said, a real guy, not a fraud.
Right.
Okay, overhead shot, please. But in 2023... Okay, if here's where Alex Jones is, a populist, pro-human, anti-globalist, and then here's where Kennedy was back then, he was still a guy of integrity. He's moved all the way to where I am. I mean, if you look at his statements today, we don't need to take the guns, it's a psychiatric thing, almost all the shooters are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We don't need to have an open border, it's human smuggling used by big corporations and child sex trafficking. They're bringing in a permanent underclass they can exploit. Totally, that's what I say word for word, because it's true. I'm not saying he's copying me. I mean, it's like on every issue now, he's saying exactly the right thing. So he is the ultimate Trojan horse that didn't care they murdered his father for being good, didn't care they murdered his uncle for being good, trying to leave Vietnam. I mean, it doesn't, the dog doesn't hunt. You murder my dad and my uncle? And by the way, they go, oh, the rest of the Kennedys don't care about him, or they're mad at him. I know people in the Kennedy group, okay? And I know John Lennon's widow and son and stuff like that. Folks, let me just tell you something. The heat the FBI put on the Kennedys after they murdered the dad and then the uncle, which is, you know, first the uncle, the dad, if it's from RFK Jr.'s perspective, is incredible. The rest of the family's captured.
Yeah.
The rest of the family's controlled. After they murder John Lennon, after they murder RFK, JFK, or other prominent people like that they were scared of, they then come after their families and try to bully them into submission. So that's what you got to understand. There's no way RFK Jr. is one of them. There's just, it does not compute.
Yeah, and one of the things that had been an issue for me is, you know, his environmentalism, because, you know, I'm a conservative and I hear the word environmentalist and I think, okay, somebody wants
now to... Now he says it's a giant carbon tax to red power.
Stop all development.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Trevor.
But, you know, what he talks about is he's not that kind of environmentalist, because what he wants is a healthy ecosystem so that people can benefit from it. So the people he works for are the blue collar people, like the fishermen of the Hudson River and the Hudson Valley. And so he works with them to restore the fisheries so that they can continue it. So he is a different kind of environmentalist. He gets in trouble with the environmentalist groups because he says, yes, we need to have development, but we need to make sure we have a clean environment. I'm in favor of a clean environment. And so so the way in which he solves problems is the way which I think is the American experience, which is we should talk to each other. We should try to find ways in which we can agree.
Come to a real consensus forward. Instead of the UN ramming it down our throat.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I love that he talks about how all the other Democrats talk about, let's end the polarization. Well, are you going to talk to the other side? No. Well, how are you going to end the polarization if you don't talk to the other side?
Well, let's expand on that because I interrupted you because I forgot the other good thing. He came out and said, I'm a real environmentalist. I don't want toxic waste or overfishing or all this or just clear cutting for no reason. But he said, The Vanguard and BlackRock are running all this to take control and consolidate power and starve the third world, and modern environmentalism and carbon taxes are a fraud. So he's attacking the fact that these big corporations claim the mantle of the earth and then set up a horrible fascist regime through it.
And aren't you so happy to see a public figure who will say that they were wrong about something? So RFK was asked about, you know, the whole Russiagate scandal, and he said, gee, you know, when it came up in 2016, 2017, I thought, oh, well, probably, you know, there's something there. And then he said, you know, in 2020, when COVID hit and they called Kennedy a Russian agent, he was like, oh, that's the play. And he said, then he looked into it, and he's like, no. So isn't it just so refreshing to have a public figure who will say, hey, I thought the wrong thing. Some people, and he had dinner with Oliver Stone and his son Sean, and they were telling him the stuff in 2019. And so isn't it wonderful to have a public figure who can change his mind?
Well, let's expand on that. We're not pinning all our hopes on him. We're not saying that we totally trust him. Trust but verify whether he's good or bad. And I think he means well. He has some mistakes like Trump. He's sounding like Alex Jones and Kent Hebbenlively because that's the way the future's working. People are awake now. They get the new world order. Let's go to a caller, though, yep, who may disagree, which is fine. Moose in Maryland, what's your view on RFK Jr.? Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I'm a first time caller. I just wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Nelson. He actually turned me on to you. And it's only been about probably 8 months since I've been red-pilled, man. And I just wanted to say thank you to him. But as far as RFK goes, I watched a piece that Pete Santilli did on RFK, and it was about him being a Trojan horse. He put out a piece on Band.Video. Have you happened to see that, or have you seen that piece that he did?
No, I haven't, but maybe I should get Pete on. What did he say?
I think, well, it's about him being, because, RFK was a lawyer, and the way he laid it out, he had all documentation, and it was showing where he was, you know, he was an environmentalist, but he was a big lawyer for all these leftist groups, and it was just, it was very compelling, man. It had me.
No, really, I mean, I think we know that RFK Jr. has been a big liberal. I don't think that's a secret, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of opened my eyes, man. And then it was saying that it all led back to the LGBT, USV, WXYZ people. And it was kind of an eye opener. I'm not saying that he is a Trojan horse, but I wanted to get your take on it if you actually had seen that piece that Pete Santilli did.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I haven't seen the piece, but it's at Band.Video. People should go look at it on his page. I think it's healthy to ask questions, healthy to investigate. But, I mean, the establishment legitimately doesn't like Trump or RFK Jr. I mean, they're...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I can tell you, in the Cold War, they would have fake defectors on both sides. Like Lee Harvey Oswald was a fake defector of the Soviet Union. Under the globalist model, they don't want any defectors. They'll put infiltrators in you, but not via a defector. They don't ever have one of their people come to you and tell you all this knowledge and then become an operative. They just try to get their people hired. They don't do the defector deal. These are real people leaving and blowing the whistle.
Yeah, and since I've dealt with these defectors, these whistleblowers, I know that the pain that they go through, the difficulty they go through. I mean, I hear some commentators talk about like, oh, you know, if you become a whistleblower, you're going to become rich. No, you don't become rich being a whistleblower.
You lose your job, you get sued by the feds, and then a GoFundMe maybe raises $50,000 that pays the lawyer for 2 months.
Yeah.
You become poor,
but you become powerful and you have integrity.
Well, and then there's a tipping point, and I think we've already passed the critical mass, the tipping point. That's why it's crazy the globalists still have the power and control over media and government, but they have little else. Jay Dyer sent me a photo earlier. He's in Los Angeles, got invited to speak at some deal by a women's group, and he told me this photo he sent me of like 200 women he took from the podium, young, well-to-do, attractive women, fawning all over him and his anti-New World Order and asking about Alex Jones. And the point is, it's not bragging. It's saying when you're in L.A. in Beverly Hills and the young rich women all want to know about Jay Dyer and Alex Jones, it shows that the system's not cool at all. Hollywood, you know, I saw Barry Diller was saying, if they don't fix this strike, Hollywood's dead. It's already dead. Yeah. So it's not that I'm that cool. It's that they're that uncool.
Absolutely, 100%.
So how do they try to resurrect themselves? I don't see how they do it.
It's like the chess club trying to convince you they're popular. It just ain't going to happen.
So what do they do?
They're going to try to do a number of things, but I think with, you know, when people wake up, they don't go back to being asleep. So you've been doing a great job waking people up. I've been doing it. A lot of other people have been doing it. It's successful. So those 200 women who are at that, you know, event in Beverly Hills, they're just going to keep growing.
Well, his point was, is that that's, he travels the country. That's all he's getting is love. And I mean, I was getting a lot of hate 5 years ago. It was still a minority, but it's like no hate now.
Yeah, I know. I went out to lunch with you yesterday at a very public place, and so many people were just looking at you, smiling. You know, it was, you know, really interesting to see.
But that's what I'm saying is, I don't think the globalists in their ivory towers realize how screwed they are.
Yeah, and let's not let them know.
I don't think, I mean, I kind of want to let them know so they back off. Is there any way for them to sue for peace? Kind of like they didn't kill Napoleon the first or second time. They put him in absentia. They put him on an island. Is there a way to get the globalists to sue for peace? Or no, they're just not going to stop.
I cannot imagine how. I just think it's, we're going to have to defeat them like we defeated the Nazis.
Oh, boy. The problem is they got so many bioweapons they're going to release. But the next time they do it, we know it's them. So, okay. They're going to hoist themselves on their own petard. Ben in Indiana, thanks for holding her on the air with our special guest.
Hello. Hey, Alex. Hey, Ken. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. I just wanted to call in and just advocate for, you know, perseverance and resilience. You guys have, since I've been a full-time listener for about a year now, my first time calling into the Alex Jones show. I've called into the American Journal, but I've been on your product for at least 6 months now. It's totally changed my life. And I just, there's a saying, there's a Bible verse that says, Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. It says, God will give you strength. All you need to do is be still. I'm quoting it, but I'm just saying, you guys are doing an amazing job. I'm so thankful for all that you do, Alex. God bless you and Ken. I just got the American Reset. I'm waiting for the American Awakening, the Great Awakening. Thank you so much.
You know,
well, don't hang up. You had a question about Trump.
Hey, and I just want to let you know, that quote from Exodus is actually in our book.
Oh, wow. That's right. It is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
See, and that's where, again, with Trump.
That's crazy. Hold on, let's stop right there. We were reading that quote together and talking about it's on faith to go into the desert like the Israelites, and he just called in about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sorry, caller, go ahead and start over, Ben.
God works in mysterious ways, and I feel like since I've listened to you, I've gotten closer to God. My life has changed, and I feel like it's been hand in hand. You know, I feel like you guys are some of God's most fierce warriors on earth, and with Trump, I just believe that, you know, people need to stop giving him crap. I understand the vaccine, but at the same time, I feel like he kind of teased Fauci to see if he would show his true colors again, like he did in the 80s, like Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about and everything. But just, again, thank you so much for all that you do. The products at InfoWars has changed my life, and then also the info that you have taught me is going to change my family.
Well, we're
life
very
forever.
Thankful for you, sir. Thank you so much. Samuel in Colorado, thanks for calling.
I just wanted to talk about Donald Trump and me being a forever Trumper, and people in my own family picking the shot and the vaccine and seeing this part of them. I also wanted to see you on another Russian interview to try to awaken the Russian people. I know you were saying the Russian media was bringing you up and all this, and I saw your first interview. I thought that was very exciting, and I think the Russian people are awake. I think that's cool. And then one last thing I wanted to talk about was the Reset Wars. Me, my brother, and my family always talk about God and all this and that, and I really thought Reset Wars was a really great kind of like documentary about the reality of what we're living. And so I really wanted to see, like, a documentary made about that so I can send that out, buy it, and watch it with my family. And then I'm just a big supporter. I live here in the Rockies, and I scream your name every day. I wear your hats and your shirts, and I'm just very
Well, I'm very honored you put up with me, brother, because when I get up here and talk about our success, it's not me. It's all the guests. It's all the callers. I'm just saying, the enemy is being hurt on many levels. They're not all powerful. Thank you so much, Sam. You want to comment on that?
No, it's just wonderful. And, you know, what I wanted to say from the previous caller talking about fighting, you know, in December of 2019, I just felt like I needed to rededicate myself to God. And what I chose was St. Michael, to wear a St. Michael's medallion. St. Michael's medallion is the greatest of God's warriors, but he is also the one who is supposed to weigh the souls of those going into heaven. But God gets mad at him because he keeps putting his thumb on the scale, letting too many people in. He's compassionate. And I just think we need to be spiritual warriors. That's part of what the Great Awakening is. It's not just knowing every single fact of what these evil people are doing. It's rediscovering our connection to God, using our own discernment.
And that's in every chapter in the book.
Wherever we are in the world, the battle is coming to you, maybe a big battle, maybe a small battle. And what we're asking you to do is, when that battle comes to you, to stand up where you are. You don't have to travel across the country. You can fight these battles in your own community. Every one of you can be a spiritual warrior.
And I don't want to say just praying. That makes it like, oh, it's a little side issue. Prayer is number one. Research and spreading the word and supporting the people that tell the truth is the rest of it.
Yeah.
But prayer is first, opening up to God. People should get the book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance by Alex Jones and Kent Hegman-Lively. It is right now available at Amazon.com exclusively. We've got links on Infowars.com under the live show feed. Go there. And I want to thank you all for sitting to number one. That is very important, so the bookstores around the country see that number and order the book, and we reach a lot of new people. This is just one more tool in the fight, but I'm very proud of it. It's going to be a lot longer than the last book. The last book was pretty juicy, but this is going to be really juicy. Let's go to James in Michigan. You're on the air, James. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? How you doing, Ken?
Great.
Congratulations on the book. I'd like to give you a plug on the Survival Shield X2. It is very good. Something just clicked, and I'm thinking different. I'm living different. I'm getting up earlier. I don't know what's in this stuff, but it's a bottle of magic.
Well, I want to commend you, James, on having the best phone call, the best phone quality of the day. So I'm going to hold you over the next hour, but make a minute and a half point on X2, which is still sold out, pulling my hair out, but it's going to supposedly in soon. It's very hard to manufacture. You got to get a DEA license. And then they have to, because, I mean, the stuff's so pure, you put a drop of it on this table, it eats through it. Okay, and it looks like I Dream of Jeannie. Purple smoke shoots up. But that's the only pure stuff that does this incredible. Nobody else makes this. Then they got to put it in for like 3 months in these processors in this special bath to get it ready. And then it's DEA allows us to sell it, and it's put into palm oil. So when we go, oh, like, picking the Russians actually invented this proprietary way to put atomic. Everybody else says they have atomic iodine. They don't. Okay. This is the only real atomic iodine. And the weirdos we work with came up with it like 10 years ago. And then the manufacturing process is so hard that they've been making this batch for 6 months.
Oh, geez.
Because they've got to be able to spectrometer it, and it's got to be absolutely transferred over. So the stuff is so strong, you're not allowed to ship pure iodine out the door.
Okay.
So you have to have a DEA license, folks. It's in an armored room at the manufacturing facility. I'm ranting. Stay there. Don't hang up, James. I'm going to come back to you since you got into X2. By the way, X3 is great, too. It's almost sold out. It has some of that, and then the other two types that work in synergy. It's great. It's all apples and oranges. But, yes, X2 is not available because they just can't make it for some reason.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.